What I'm about to show y'all is something that you've never seen before. Humans. They've always hunted our kind since they started showing their no-good faces around here. Attacking our ships, raiding our planets. And what did they ever give us in return? Nothing. We hadn't even seen the enemy's face before. Always in those egregious suits, breathing their precious oxygen. But you see, that's the thing. We hadn't seen one of the enemy's faces before. Until today. Your captain was able to bring back one of the creatures alive. And they're right behind this door. I figured it was time to get a little revenge on the pests known as humans. When I saw the thing, I wasn't impressed in the slightest. The few days they've been on this ship, all the human has shown me is that their species is no more advanced than a Varkod. And while they'll never know the full extent of the pain and suffering they have brought to the Dutol, we can always show this human a little fraction of it. It's not much to look at, is it? This is the creature that has been terrorizing our kind. Without that fancy gear protecting it, there's nothing impressive left. It's a good thing humans adapted to have intelligence, because it's clear you wouldn't be able to win in a fight against most of us if it wasn't for that fancy technology. Come on, step out of the box. Show everyone what you look like laid bare, pest. You see, the crowd out there, they want to see you humiliated. Being stripped naked in front of them isn't enough. If you want the humiliation to be over, then you need to be good for me and play along. Now, as you all can see, the human's naked. When we first captured them, we wanted to study the technology of their suits, and then we saw how powerless they really were without anything else, so we decided to keep them naked. After all, it could be a humbling experience for the most deadly species in our galaxy to be stripped naked and laid bare. Always so quick to use that brutal force. You know, taking over places instead of basic diplomacy, being open to trade. It's that greediness. That greediness is something that you are going to be punished for, Worm. And I know exactly how to embarrass you further. Spread your legs, arms behind your back. Good, good. Now don't you move those fucking arms. If I see you move even one finger without my permission, I will not hesitate to take that finger. Keep your hands to yourself and look at the crowd. Do you see the ravenous faces? They know what's coming next. You know what's coming next. You're not stupid. You might be a human, but at least you have a brain. Do you happen to know what one of the most humiliating and degrading experiences could be? It's something that you could never return from. I'll give you a hint. It's being fucked and forced to orgasm in front of the enemy. See, I'm going to make sure that everyone here sees what a pathetic animal you really are. They're going to hear you beg for my mercy, for my pity. And they're going to hear me deny you any sort of respite because you don't deserve kindness. No, you deserve to be put in your place like a goddamn mutt, understand? Good. It seems that we have the rare, non-egotistical human with us, or... perhaps this one knows when to shut up and obey if it wants to live. Were you your previous ship's fuck toy? Come on. There's no need to be embarrassed. You can be honest with us. After all, I've been looking for a stress relief toy for me and the rest of the good folks on this ship. What better than a human? Your kind has multiple holes and limbs for stroking things and giving pleasure. It seems to me like your species was made to be fucked. The fuck toys of the universe. Humans. It's perfect that your biology didn't even give your kind a chance to be something else. Smart enough to get to space, but stupid enough to not know what to do with it now that you're here. Going to destroy the other planets like you destroyed your own. Oh, you really are a pathetic fucking human. Oh, that feels nice. And I think you like how that feels too. Oh, yeah. Yeah, my oostat completely engulfing your nub. Oh, you feel that texture? All those bumps stroking against you. In my species. What you would call my vagina encompasses the pleasure organ of whatever species that I'm hooking up with, taking it inside me. What I'm using right now, this is part of your pleasure anatomy, right? Oh, good, good. Then I'm gonna keep stroking it, keep fucking you just like this. I'm gonna make sure you come in front of the enemy. I want all of them to watch and see that you're no better than an animal. All I have to do is play with you like this. All I have to do is touch you like this, and I know you're gonna come. There's no escaping from this, no. There's no squirming out of my touch. All you can do is pay attention to the vice-like grip I have on you. Oh. Oh, that's it, slut. Are all humans so horny that they don't even put up a fight against their enemy? Or are you just an especially pathetic case? Truthfully, humanity's finest soldier right here. Shutting up and being fucked while everyone else watches. Come on, give it to me. Oh, you're already taking it so well. What's the problem if you start to move your hips against mine, huh? What happens if it starts to feel good for you too? Does my oostat not feel amazing like this? Warm and all-encompassing pressure stroking you, making you moan like a cheap slut. Oh, that's it. Oh, that's what I want to feel. Oh, so good for me. Giving it up without even a fight. It seems you know your place on the ship already, don't you? Oh, you should be glad that it was us who captured you. Oh, fuck. Oh, there are worse fates than becoming our ship's personal cum dump. We could always turn you into the government. Oh, little sluts. You're part of the most wanted species in the galaxy. If you were to go on trial, I'm sure it would not go great for you. But your only two choices right now are trial or being fucked. And being fucked is the clear pick, isn't it? Not only do you get to have a few orgasms out of it, but you get to live. The only thing you have to sacrifice is your own pride and dignity, but it's not like That would really be so hard for a pest like yourself. No more important than a fucking worm or stray mutt. Completely useless except for your holes. Oh, fuck. Oh, be lucky that you even have something that makes you worthy of keeping around. Because not every species is as lucky as that. You should be grateful that you have so many holes that are just so clearly begging to be filled up. Oh, fuck. Oh, good fucking slut. Oh, taking the Ustad so well. Oh, it feels so good, doesn't it? Even in front of all these people, being used as a fuck doll, you're enjoying this. Oh, come on, your body can't lie to me, pest. I can feel it. You're enjoying how the ridges feel as they stroke you. You're enjoying having all these eyes on you, watching you fall apart on my Ustad. Oh, look at you, little human. How the mighty fall. Being a slut is much more becoming of your kind. So pretty when you're being used like this. It seems that humans do have a purpose, and that is to be a fuck pet. It's something y'all should be dedicated to, considering how good you are at it. Just look at how you're making me feel. Oh, you're taking it so fucking good for me. Oh, despite the conditions, you're still working hard. You're trying to please me and make me happy. Oh, if only all humans were as submissive and obedient as you, then we wouldn't have a problem. We would have a new species of pet. Oh, that's it. Oh, move your hips in time with mine. Good, good. Oh, fuck you there. Yeah. I want you to come in front of everyone. I want to hear you beg for release. I want you to be sobbing for an ounce of mercy just so I can tell you no. Watch your face crunch up as you cry so prettily, so pathetically. It's what you deserve, slut. Oh, that's it. That's right. Doesn't it feel so fucking good? You love how my Ustad is massaging you, don't you? Sucking and stroking you so sweetly. Your own needs come building up. Oh, it's all warm and tingly, and you can't get enough of how it feels, can you? Kind of like a vibrator or a fleshlight, but even more intense, even more powerful. And the best part of it? Completely molded to your body to give you the utmost pleasure. Oh, fuck. If I could make sure you weren't feeling good at all, I already would've. Oh, but it seems that the human body is hardwired to find pleasure in anything. It's adorable how your entire body, your entire physicality, is meant for being fucked and used for pleasure. You really are dopamine-seeking creatures, huh? Oh, fuck, that's such a good thing for people like me. It makes controlling you so much easier if it's so easy to tempt you to give in to your desires. Oh, fuck. All I have to do is promise a fucking or an orgasm as a treat and you'll do whatever I say. Won't you, mutt? Oh, come on, don't lie to me. I can tell when you're doing it. Oh, fuck. I can feel the truth. I know how much you are enjoying this. Being thrown on stage and fucked within an inch of your life in front of folks who want you dead. It only turns you on more. Being seen like this, being used like this. Oh, fuck. You're like some kind of depraved bitch in heat, aren't you? right there, fuck. Oh, I can feel myself getting close. You feel so good, sluts. Even if your kind is hell bent on violent destruction, your body is made purely for pleasure, fuck. So soft under my touch. And you're taking what I give you so well. It seems like all humans are cheap sluts like yourself. If you want to control one, all you have to do is put them in a place of inferiority. It gets them horny beyond belief. That's how we are going to control worms like you, isn't it? Through sex. Something so simple, something so basic and easy to control. Oh, that's how we get your kind under control. Within a few months, humans will be docile fuck pets for us. Adorable things for us to use how we please, and this silly war can be over. Oh, fuck. I'm just getting so close. I can feel it. My own orgasm building. And you're getting close too. I can feel it. I can see it. Oh, pathetic whore. Can't help but come when you're being fucked like this, huh? Go on and say it. Tell everyone what a desperate slut you are. Yeah. Truthfully, you are humanity's finest, aren't you? Oh, fuck. It's okay that your kind is just glorified fuck toys. Someone in the galaxy needed to be it. To have a body made so clearly for the pleasure of themselves and others. You don't use it how it's intended to be used. Oh, fuck. But it's okay. It's definitely okay because we'll teach you everything. But first... I'm going to use... I'm going to use your body to make myself come. And you... You're gonna come with me. This is going to be your last orgasm for a very long time, Mutz. Controlling your orgasms will be an effective way of getting you to be an obedient whore for me while I train you. Fuck so close. Oh, right there. Right fucking there. Yeah. That's it. Fuck. Oh, you are taking it so well, you dumb slut. Fuck. I'm so close. Oh, fuck. That's it right there. Yeah, you're making me feel so good. Come on. Do your only drop and be a cum dump for me. Make me cum. Earn it. Fuck. Oh, it's going to be alright, Mutt. Thanks to you. Not only am I going to be able to pitch my idea to the commander of our troops, but we will be able to experiment with you. You know, to figure out what works best. I'm sure after our first aphrodisiac attempt at weaponizing your pheromones, humans will start to rethink their war tactic with us. Oh, not that that matters to you, of course. You're not part of the war effort. Not anymore. This is your new life. Welcome aboard, Mutt. Enjoy your stay. You weren't lying. My stars, you weren't lying, Dao. Oh, I could kiss you. My goodness, the real. You're real. I've never seen anything even remotely like you. Aren't you different? Aren't you gorgeous? I just can't take my eyes off of you. Dao, leave us. I want some alone time with the stranger. I'm sorry about him. He follows me around to keep notes, that kind of a thing. He won't be a bother to us. It's right now, just the two of us, actually. Do you mind if I sit next to you? Thank you. I know you're still in shock, but I must say, it is an absolute honor to meet you. You truthfully are the spitting image of our deity, Eor. When I was told that the rescuer who had brought you back found something, I would have never believed. I assumed it was a new plant or maybe a mineral, not the living embodiment of Eor. My sincerest apologies if this is too bold to ask, but would it be all right if I touched you? Thank you. Thank you so much. I was worried this was a dream and that by touching you, it would all go away, but this is really happening. Wow. I'm just in awe of your beauty. I'm driven to tears at seeing my holy figure face to face. To think, I've worshipped you for years, dedicated my entire life to your works, your beliefs, everything. And I'm rewarded by having someone, something, I'm not sure, that resembles Eor themselves. I don't know if I should laugh or cry. I was foolish to ever doubt my faith, for in my moment of weakness, Eor sent someone who looks exactly like themselves to me. What a wonderful sign from beyond. If I could be rendered speechless, I would be right now. Oh gosh, I've been doing all the talking. Is there anything you would want to ask of me? Of course, as you are the guest here. Where's your ship? Oh, it's been brought in for repairs. We have the finest mechanics working on your ship, don't you worry. It suffered some extensive damage from the quantum breakdown of the triolic charge stabilizers, but it'll be back in working condition by the end of this week. You look a little disappointed. I know this isn't ideal. You probably are on important missions. Dates that they need to be completed by so that you get paid, that kind of a thing, but this isn't the worst place to land. And you will only be lonely here if you want to be lonely. What I'm implying is that you are sent from AR themselves as proof that they're real. Why else would the person who was rescued look identical to our deity? It's a sign. I've been so oblivious, questioning my own faith, that I didn't think to look inside myself and ask why. But having you here, it tells me that I'm forgiven before I should be. I need to make it up to Eor. To you, I understand that you are not truly Eor, but you just resemble them so much, it cannot be a coincidence. I would like to request something that could be seen as a little odd, and you may decline if you want. You may accept, though. Either way is okay with me. Oh, that's so many words. I would like to politely request that in order to be forgiven in the eyes of my deity, that I worship you how I would worship them. Well, my worship would be of the intimate kind. It would entail mapping every centimeter of your body with my tongue, whispering hushed praises and hymns while I kiss and bite. Not enough to mar such perfect skin. I'm not deserving of that. I want to roll your nipple against my tongue while I murmur curses at what you do to me, at how you make me feel. I want to make you feel so good you are almost crying while I worship directly between your legs. Tell me, would it be a sin if I were to make you come, Eor? Let me take care of it. Let me take care of you is the least I could do. You don't need to worry about anything. Please, let me earn my forgiveness and take care of you. never thought I would be here. My lips upon the flesh of someone who looks just like my god. You are quite the find. You taste just like I imagined they would. Seems your neck's pretty sensitive, isn't it? Are your collarbones just as sensitive? What about your chest? You like the way my double tongue does that, don't you? Both sides of my tongue working independently, flicking over your nipple, tracing it. That's it. You're being so good for me. You're so perfect. You're everything I imagined and more. I love you so much. Even your skin, being this close to it, touching it. I'm not worthy of it. I'm not worthy of being close to such perfection. To feel your body react to my touches, I shouldn't be this privileged. And yet here I am. Oh, I would do anything for you. I would burn this entire world down if it made you smile. It seems you really like my double tongue. You should see what else I have two of. Such a fucking perfect body. And I'm the privileged one who gets to run my hands along it. Touch your chest, squeeze it, twist your nipples a bit. Look at you being so good for me. Lift up your hips a bit. Good. Now I'm just gonna slide these pesky things off. They're only gonna get in the way for what I have planned with you. Oh, look at you. You're even more beautiful like this, and I didn't think it was possible. Truthfully, you're the living embodiment of my deity. My god, my Aeor. Here you are in the flesh, and I'm able to touch you, worship you. I'm able to thank you. But most importantly, I can make my god come. After all, what's a god without a follower? Nothing. Oh, look at you, my AR, responding so lovely to my touches. Look at you. So beautiful. Even more divine in person. I love you so much. I love being able to worship your body like this. To feel it. No fabric, no cloth, nothing keeping us. Oh, you feel so good. Running my hand up your sides, over your chest, right up to your neck and clasping around it. You look beautiful with my hand around your neck. So pretty for me, my god. Look at you. While I keep going down, kissing, licking. Biting my way down lower and lower. I can tell that you're getting weaker for me, too. I know you're not really my god, but I wouldn't mind if Eor had this kind of a reaction to my worship, to my touch, to my tongue, to all of it. Oh. So fucking pretty. I don't deserve this. To be given such a wonderful chance at redemption and forgiveness. And it doesn't matter because I'm gonna prove myself to Eor through you. And what's this I find? When I'm face directly in front of you, your legs spread for me. I can see it. You're turned on, aren't you? Oh, my Eor. I'm gonna make you feel so good. I'm going to make you come. Oh, I take it you like that. My double tongue licking either side slowly. Ah, it's nice to have it, isn't it? Both sides working independently of each other. Oh, you taste so good. Oh. Oh, look at you. You're so beautiful. Oh. I lose all rational train of thought when looking at you. I can't explain it. You just bring out this side of me. Oh, look at you doing so good. Taking both of my tongues so well. They have anything like this where you're from? Well, then what about this? When they both circle. I take it that felt really good, huh? That's it. You might look just like Eor, you might look just like a deity, but it turns out you moan just like a slut. So tell me, are you more of a god or are you more of a slut? I want you to say out loud that you are a dirty slut. Ah, good. That's what I like to hear. That's it. Oh, so good for me. Letting my twin tongues do whatever they want to you. You feel so good on my mouth. I just love how you taste. Oh, your skin tastes good. Playing with your nipples, hardening them, touching your hips, biting and marking you up. It was all fun. It got you horny. It served its purpose, but now, I can have my fun with you. I can worship you like a deity. And then fuck you like a whore. Oh, that's my good slut. Oh, taking my mouth so well. Look at you. Oh, my pretty little god. So submissive underneath me, happily letting my twin tongues have their way with you and play with you, tease you. Look at you. You're so fucking desperate. My tongue's flicking around, sucking. Oh, it feels so good, doesn't it? To be the center of my attention, the entire focus of my world. It's not often that a whore like yourself gets that kind of treatment, huh? Just like that. You're doing so good for me. I'm taking it so easy, so well, so amazing. Tasting your divinity straight from the source. There's nothing quite like it, is it? That's it. Make all those pretty noises for me. I want everyone in this building to hear how I'm making you sound, how my tongues are making you feel. I want everyone to know that I got to fuck Eeyore. Got to hold such prized divinity in my mouth. Worship at the source, swallow it all down. Drink in and savor those lewd, pathetic noises you're making. See, the fact that I have this much of an effect on you proves to me that you aren't actually divine. But the fact that you look like the gods shows me you're a spitting image of them. Which proves you're a sign, and that I should worship you like a god and fuck you like a whore. Oh, that's it. So pretty like this. Absolutely adorable. Oh, I can't get enough of you. Enough of this. Oh, I'm obsessed with it. Oh. I just love you so much. Oh, look at that. Oh, you are doing so good. You're being wonderful for me. Tell me, are you a whore? Yeah? And are you a slut? Very good. So then, should I be nice with you? Oh, you think I should? Well, I guess I'll keep being as nice as I can. After all, I wouldn't want to anger Eeyore. I gotta take care of their vessel. Treat it properly and right. And that's it. Just like that. Buck up into my mouth, you can face fuck me. Oh. Oh, my poor little slut. Is that the best you can do when I say face fuck me? I guess you really aren't a god. I guess you're just a regular person then. If you need someone who worships you to actually do all of this and make you come. I guess that's what you want, isn't it? At the end of this, you just want to come, right? That's what I thought. Oh, that's it. Just like that. Both of my tongues stroking either side of it, flicking, twirling, circling. It's making you lose your mind, isn't it? It's okay, pretty slut. Give in to desire. Give in to me. After all I want to do as your loyal follower is make you come. Oh, that's it. You know what? Why don't you look me in the eyes and I'm gonna finish you off? Do you think you can come for me, Aeor? Do you think you can be good? Tastes so fucking good in my mouth. Love how you feel against my tongues. Tasting divinity from its source. There's no greater power trip. Come on, little slut. Come for me. Show me that you're just like us after all. Looking at you like this, spread out, debauched. This is exactly how Aeor should always look. Heavy breathing, pupils dilated, body relaxed, and just having orgasmed. This is the vision of Aeor that I see whenever I pray to them. But now, whenever I pray, I'm gonna be thinking of this moment. I'll be thinking of my Aeor. Heartbeat is stable. Brain is functioning as normal. No irregularities found yet. Oh, the subject's eyes are fluttering open, which leads me to believe they can hear everything being said. That's going to make this examination so much more interesting. I'm going to see if they are coherent enough to respond. Hello, can you understand me? Oh my god, I was not expecting your mouth to be there. Good to know what that hole's for. So the Xenon Language Scrambler is definitely working, which means you're going to be awake for the final part of my test, but you're also going to understand what is happening to you. See, I'm a scientist. I've never come into anything that resembled you in my travels. I've seen everyone from the plains of Diori to the underbelly of Blino. You were passed out on and alone, and I figured I'd be doing you a service if I brought you in to be studied. You get a place to rest, and I get a new subject to study for the evening. Oh, don't worry, you'll be free to go in the morning. It's not like I want to keep you. I don't have the space for that in my little traveling lab. I don't know if you've noticed, but it's a little cramped in here. Now, this might hurt a bit, but it's just pheromones to make this whole process a little easier. Yeah, I have yet to find a way to make that syringe less painful. It hurts every time, and I'm so sorry. On the positive, the pheromones start working pretty much right away, so you're going to feel the effects and start getting aroused. Ooh. Also, sorry if my hands are cold. I swear I'm only going to be touching you for a moment. You see, I need to attach the chronotum casing right here between your legs. I know my hands are making this a little uncomfortable, but it's over now. Bringing up the display. All right. You're going to feel a slight warming sensation right now. It will then switch to a massaging sensation. The goal of this is to make you orgasm. All those wires on you, including the chronotum casing, they're giving me readings that I'll be able to study. I've discovered there is one thing in common with every single race in the galaxy, and I want to know if you are the same. Every single species' brain lights up the same way, and their body reacts the same way across all of space when they come. Isn't that just fascinating? To think planets away, millions of miles from each other, and we all have one common thread. It's starting. Just relax and let the machine work you over. It'll be quicker, and I'll be able to let you out on your merry way. I'm sure you have money to gamble away or other important ventures. Someone who passes out in public clearly can't be that classy. It's like you were begging for someone to take you. Such a stunning being. So unique to everyone around them. So attractive. So intriguing. You must have known how vulnerable you were out there. How desirable. I didn't see the harm in taking a pretty thing for the night. Who's going to know any better? You know, you're taking this better than I expected. I assumed you would be panicking about everything, but you seem fairly calm. Do you believe that it's because of the pleasure sensation you're feeling or the aphrodisiacs? Thank you for answering my question. You're still a little too lucid for my liking, but I'm sure that's going to be going away soon. The chronotum casing seems to act fast. It makes anyone who's placed against it come sooner rather than later. The massaging is near constant. The warming sensation is mind melting. And the pheromones, well, they're just making everything hazy. Your limbs feel all heavy and like liquid. Your hips are squirming in the chair and you don't even realize it. You're taking it so well. You're enjoying this, aren't you? Oh, I knew you were a special one for a reason. There was a reason you were outside, passed out while I was walking by. It was meant to be. You can already feel your own need to come starting to build, can't you? The machine doesn't offer you any breaks. It keeps going and going until it has completed its purpose, to make you come. Isn't it doing such a good job? I think you should thank it. Go on. Thank the chronotum casing for making you feel all horny and hazy. Thank it for getting you off. Very good. You're an eager subject for me, aren't you? According to my records, I found out you're something called a human. I didn't recognize what you are because I hadn't had the chance to visit the Milky Way yet. I've heard it's gorgeous, though. Not sure it could compare to how the boss you look right now, though. this is absolutely breathtaking. The Chronotum casing is really doing a number on you, isn't it? I've never seen someone reduced so quickly. Being needy's a good look on you. You're definitely one of my favorites I've done this study with, and you seem to be enjoying it too. Have you ever felt anything like the sensation you're feeling right now? Or is this completely unique? I'll take that as a good thing considering how you moaned it out. You're doing so amazing. I'm genuinely surprised by how well you're taking it. Relaxing into the chair and letting the machine bring you to the edge. The massaging sensation. It's almost deliciously hypnotic, isn't it? You can't think about anything else. You can't focus on anything else, can you? Good. That was my goal when designing it. I wanted all of my subjects to enjoy their time in the chair since I was studying them for my research. The pheromones, mixed with my creation, created the perfect environment for my kind of study. I don't even have to share a lab with anyone. I get to watch the subject come apart and orgasm under my very eyes. Some fight, others complain, but they all eventually submit. Some are willing like you, whether that's because they're afraid of the alternative or because this is ripped from a perverted fantasy of theirs, I'm not too sure. But I am willing to do whatever it takes to see if the one thing that brings all of the species in the galaxies together is orgasming. What a funny little thing to be in common thread amongst us all. Isn't it titillating, thinking about all the different species you could fuck if you react the same way as everyone else? The galaxy would be your oyster. Something I'm sure you would love, considering how easily you surrendered. Didn't even put up a fight, did ya? No, you didn't. You accepted your fate as a subject at the hands of some random alien scientist. So very trusting of you. I guess I must have pumped you full of more hormones than I thought if you started moaning that easily. As soon as it was attached, you started making such filthy sounds. It's okay if you're already that close to coming, I promise. The sooner you come, the sooner you're set free. Like I said, I have no intention of keeping my subjects. I'm sure whatever I'm keeping you from doesn't feel as good as this does, though. With every passing second, you get closer to that orgasm, and you keep making those lewd fucking noises. Oh, it makes me speechless. You're taking the toy so well, the best of any of the others that have come before you. And you're being so good for me, so responsive to everything, so sensitive, the perfect subject. I couldn't have asked for a better human to fall asleep than you. Behaving like an absolute dream, responding even better. You're moaning, writhing around, putting on such a slutty show for me while your readings are being taken. But it's more than just that, isn't it? It's everything. The whole situation. Being so vulnerable, so horny, so needy, and it puts you right on the verge of coming, doesn't it? Then why don't you let go for me? You don't have to hold back. I know you want to orgasm. Be a good little subject and come because you've earned it. Come on and come for me. Yeah, just like that. Good. Good, so good. Somehow you look even better when you're coming than when you're being fucked. Hey, it's okay, you don't gotta flinch. Those are just your results coming in. The plasma RAND drive is going to need a few hours to analyze everything. So, in the meantime, let's get you into a better position and into some actual clothing. Do you need anything while I get your clothes? Sounds good. I'll be right back. Don't you move a muscle.